Welcome to the Kid Craddock Podcast. It's a condensed version of the show.
We've painstakingly smushed it together for your listening pleasure.
Enjoy! Kid Craddock in the morning.
We have a guest in studio.
Yeah, we did.
Somebody forgot to remind me.
Kelly dressed up for him.
Yeah. Oh, Kelly, you look fine.
Looking nice. Please describe what you're wearing, Kelly, for a very finely dressed
sexy
man.
Sexy baseball
wearing
hat.
My South Carolina proud baseball cap, t-shirt, and my workout britches.
All right. So she's ready for this.
So clearly she got the memo.
You know him from Bravo's Million Dollar Listing New York. Kelly knows him from As the World Turns.
I do.
And you're going to see him on the big screen because he's promoting the new movie While We Were Young in theaters right now, starring Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts. Say hello to Ryan Serhan.
Yeah, Ryan.
Yay, thank you.
Wearing a suit. This is the thing I love.
I'm sitting here in a suit and tie, and I feel a little
uncomfortable.
A little overdressed.
You play the part of the real estate agent. This is how I feel like male real estate agents. I dated one. How they dress. You got the nice watch, and you got the suit, and I love it.
It's my costume. I'm in costume.
It's uniform, yeah.
Ryan, according to this, only 15 or 14 people are more successful than you are in New York.
I don't
real
know.
Estate.
That's old. I killed all those people.
That's insane.
And then I escaped to Texas.
That's an insane feat, though. I mean, doing real estate in New York, I mean, it has to be exhilarating, but property's so expensive and finding clients. I mean, to be in the top 15, it's pretty impressive, right?
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's a very competitive business, that is for sure. I think like the stat that they just released is there's 53,000 licensed real estate agents south of 96th Street in Manhattan.
Jeez. Find houses for them and you'd be successful.
You find that the reality show, especially helps in Los Angeles and New York, if that helps your clientele, because I would think a lot of high net worth people would not want to be featured on a reality show.
Yeah, but it's a wash. So it's all exposure is good exposure. And there's like 7 billion people on the planet. So obviously there's people that I'll never, ever meet or work with because they're not going to want to work with the guy who's on a real estate TV show who took his pants off that one time.
Yeah.
But then there's a lot of people who, you know, have big apartments. They're like, hey, I get calls all the time. And they're like, hey, my apartment's worth like $5 million. You want to sell it? Is that too small? And I'm like, for you, I'll take it.
I think a lot of rich people, really, really rich people, the last thing they want, they can't attain is celebrity. So to go with you and be on a TV show gives them a little taste of being a celebrity.
Yeah, I guess so. I think it's fun for a lot of people. The show's a lot of fun. It's fun to watch. People seem to enjoy it. That's how I got on the movie. I mean, like Ben Stiller, Noah Baumbach, Scott Rudin, the producer, they're fans of Million Dollar Listing New York.
Serious?
Yeah, which blows my mind.
So you didn't have to audition? They
no,
just
I did.
You?
I did. They called me, then I auditioned with 300 other actors who are all in their, you know, in their suits, but I showed up in my nice suit.
You do have an acting past, right? That's why you originally moved to New York in the first place, was to be an actor.
Yeah, I was doing as you so graciously mentioned, As the World Turns.
There's
no
job,
shame
though.
In that. Loved that show.
I say graciously mentioned.
Yeah. That was like I was addicted.
We're chatting with Ryan Serhan from Million Dollar Listing New York, but he's in that movie
While We're Young
with Ben Stiller. And I was going to ask you that because I feel like a lot of people that get into reality TV, if you want to do acting, it almost just completely blocks that.
Yeah.
And it completely helped you with that because Ben Stiller's a fan.
Right. Well, I mean, and that's what everybody told me. So I was acting and then I ran out of money. And
yeah.
I was
right.
like, you know what? I don't want to leave New York. My choice was to go back to Colorado where my parents live now and like paint fence on the ranch or stay in New York and try to figure it out. It's like, I only have one life to live, right? So shoot myself. I'm going to stay here.
Another great soap, right?
So my plan B was real estate, got into real estate. And then when the show came around, everyone said, this is like your acting career would be totally over. And I just decided, you know what? Like whatever happens, happens. But I think this is a great opportunity. And I think times are changing and anybody can do anything.
I want you guys to listen to Ryan Serhant's daily routine.
Every day I wake up at 4:23 in the morning. I'm in the gym by 5 o'clock. I'm out by 6 o'clock. I'm showered and in the office by 7 o'clock. Then I run around and I show clients and I build new business. And then I go to dinner or to an event every single night. Then I'm back in the office till about midnight, 1 o'clock. And then I wake up at 4:23 and do it all over again.
Okay, this is so American Psycho.
Can I see your business cards? What did you go with on the business cards?
You do the face mask and everything.
They're black suede business cards.
That's what it takes to be successful, especially in New York, right?
Yeah, man. It's super cutthroat. Like I said, there's 53,000 agents.
Yeah. That's a 20-hour day, though. I mean, do you have any you time at all?
You sleep more than that. Your face would show it if you didn't.
No, you have a makeup room here, and there's a very nice gentleman who's with me who's like, dude, what happened to your face? I'm like, yo, I went to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning. You woke me up at 5.
So when you're promoting While We Were Young, are you still working? Are you still emailing back and forth?
Yeah, that's why I got my phone right here next to me. If I get an important phone call, then I am going to take it.
Do answer it.
Now,
yeah,
many real estate agents have told me that it just never stops. So how? And I know that you are successfully engaged, going to get married.
Yes.
We saw that on the show. You proposed in Times Square. How has your girlfriend, fiance, dealt with your busyness? I mean, are you always on the phone?
Yeah. I mean, it's you got to try to create a balance. But she knows, she's the same way. I mean, she's an attorney. And she's very busy, and she's on her phone too. So yeah, we balance it out.
How did you get them to shut down Times Square? I would think that's not something they do for just anyone.
Yeah, no, it's not something they do in general.
For the engagement, that's what she did.
It's on this upcoming season, actually. They filmed like the whole thing.
Yeah.
And thank God it actually worked, because if they filmed me trying to do it and then it didn't work, but it took a lot of coordination, 6 months of prep, and a significant amount of money.
Could you call it $1 million engagement?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about this movie, because we were just in New York City and got to watch Ad Rock from the Beastie Boys do an interview with Jimmy Fallon
about
promoting this.
Yeah, this movie. Yeah, he's in it. He's awesome. Okay. And the reviews have been awesome. So yeah. I mean, they kind of speak for themselves.
Yeah, Huffington Post says you're the breakout star of the movie.
Yes. Yeah, they did say that. That was a good review.
Yeah, you keep that one.
So tell us about the character. What do you play in the movie?
Yeah, so I play a guy named Dave. He works at a hedge fund, and he funds the documentary film that is at like the crux of While We're Young, because it's about Ben Stiller, who's a documentary filmmaker who's been working on the same movie for like 10 years and he can't finish it. I'm the crazy hedge fund guy that steps in the middle and gives them the money, and it is ridiculous.
Oh, the crazy hedge fund guy.
Who are you
hear about them?
Since there's so many huge celebrities, I mean, Ben Stiller, Naomi Watts, Amanda Seyfried, Adam Driver, and then you got Ad Rock. Who
was
your favorite, or who are you most starstruck?
Oh, Ben Stiller.
Yeah.
Ryan Serhant, you are now in the inner circle with Ben Stiller. Do you think, is there a chance that you could beg your way onto Zoolander 2? Have you asked?
They just started filming.
They just started.
Yeah, I know he just started filming. I asked him if there was any real estate agents in it, and he said no, and then he walked the other way. So I took that as a no.
Oh.
How could they not put you in there? You're like the most stylish person.
Yeah.
Maybe even like a real estate agent for ants.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Now, what is this, a center for ants?
If this movie propels you to the acting fame, would you be willing to leave the real estate career behind and go back to that dream of being an actor?
I would never leave real estate behind. It would, at this point, just be impossible. I mean, I've 25 people who work for me now. We're moving into an even bigger office in the next month, so...
You're all fired. I'm an actor now.
Exactly.
Sorry about y'all.
Yeah.
No, it's... the business is great, and I will always stay in it. My goal is to do the things that I love to do, right? So if I can do movies and do real estate at the same time, which I think
I can
do, it would be great. Why not?
Is it crazy that you have real estate groupies now because of the show?
No, it's awesome. And a lot of them have really nice places.
A real estate groupie.
What is a real estate groupie?
Please tell
us. The people that watch Million Dollar Listing, there's groupies. I've seen.
Oh, okay. So maybe they'll just say, I want to look at properties, but they're not really seriously shopping. They just want to hang out with you.
Oh, yeah. A lot.
That happens every single day.
That's
and a lot of them are really, really confusing, because sometimes you don't know. I mean, sometimes you know because someone will call up and you're like, hey, my name's Ned. I want to buy an apartment from you, and I also want to take your head off and play with it. And I'm like, no. I don't think we're going to hang out.
No.
But then other people are like, hey, I'm coming up to New York. Just got a new job at JP Morgan. My budget's like, you know, $2 million, maybe $3 million. And they give me all these details.
Right.
And none of it's true. Like, people are nuts.
Yeah,
people are
fans.
Totally nuts. That's why I have an assistant whose life I just don't care about, and I let him go first.
But they have to do it background checks before you even go on an appointment.
Google's a powerful thing. You know, if you're spending millions of dollars on a place in New York City and you don't exist on social media
or via
Google, there's something's weird.
All right, I got to ask you, though, because I am like a kind of a real estate geek. What is the coolest property, maybe celebrity-owned, not maybe they didn't buy it through you, but the coolest piece of property in New York that you've gotten to see that a celebrity lived in?
That a celebrity lived in?
Yeah. You know, like, were you in Beyonce and Jay-Z's ridiculous penthouse or anything like that?
No. Actually, I was in their building recently at 195 Hudson Street in Tribeca.
Yeah.
And we went up to the roof deck. And they had the penthouse, and the elevator just randomly opened on the penthouse floor. And literally everyone was in the elevator with, like, just went totally silent. Oh my God, what's about to happen?
Yeah.
And it opened up, and it was just a big hallway with just this huge piece of art.
Yeah.
But it was signed, like, to my best bud, Jay, love something, something, something.
Like Damian
and then the elevator, and then the elevator started slowly closing, and we're like, Jay Bay, we love you. You in there?
We're chatting with Ryan Serhant from Million Dollar Listing New York, and also his first movie, While We're Young, starring Ben Stiller. And I don't know if you guys have noticed this, but being in radio, your voice, like, you could definitely start a voiceover business as well.
Yeah, you sound like the guy, in a world.
In a world.
And he's dead, right?
Yeah.
There's a niche.
I think they have a few of us.
Did he die?
I think so.
It's a very small business.
In a world.
Yeah, he did that.
Dude.
He did that.
Did he do that? Plan C.
What was your first real estate goal? I'm in a little bit of real estate myself. You know what I'm saying?
He's a slumlord.
Oh, he's a slumlord, yeah.
So, like, I wanted to have 10 houses by the time I was 40. Didn't.
Yeah.
But what was your first real estate goal? Like, okay, if I can do this, I'll kind of consider myself moderately successful.
You know what? That's a tough question for me to answer because I got into real estate literally just to, because a friend told me to do it, to pay bills.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my rent at the time was like $1,200 a month. And they were like, you know, this is how it works. You find a client who wants to rent something for like $4,000, right? You're a brand new real estate agent. There's a 1 month broker fee. Mm-hmm. You have a 50-50 split with the house. That's $2,000. You can find them an apartment in 1 day. And I was like, I can make $2,000 in 1 day.
Yeah.
That's dope.
Are you crazy?
Like, 1 month covers my rent.
Yeah. So that was the whole goal.
Yeah.
Right.
And literally now I'm standing here talking to you guys. It's been like a gun to my head.
Full circle.
Ever since.
So you're not a slumlord. You don't own a lot of properties in addition to.
Not yet, but you make it sound awesome.
Yeah. Oh, it's great. It's great. Yeah. It's great.
You start buying houses.
Going to fix a toilet as soon as I leave here. Apparently you told. I'm serious. I'm my own property.
I'm sorry, Al. You're trying.
So, I can't afford that 10 or 15%, whatever. You told the New York Post, I say yes to everything except for drugs.
Yeah.
So, will you tell us what's in your bank account right now?
Oh.
Money.
Good answer,
so
Ryan.
Personal, but that's funny, Al.
Yeah. Man, how much is in your bank account, Al?
You don't want to know.
Okay,
negative.
He said yes, right?
That doesn't mean telling your business.
Yes, it does. That's what I wanted to know.
Trying experiences like bungee jumping.
Yeah.
I wanted to know. Did you not want to know? The 15th most successful real estate man.
Did you ever, in the beginning, hook up with a really rich divorced woman that bought property from you to get the deal done?
No.
He knows what I'm talking about.
No. I mean, I have been like sitting with clients until 5 a.m. talking to them to do the deal.
Yeah.
But my pants stayed on.
His name is Ryan Serhant. He's on Million Dollar List in New York. He's also on While We're Young in theaters now. Go watch it.
Yeah.
Ben Stiller's in it. Naomi Watts.
Yeah.
Give it up for Ryan Serhant.
Thank
what can
you
we keep up
me.
With you, Ryan?
Instagram at Ryan_Serhant, Twitter, Facebook,
all that
everywhere. Yeah. Ryan Serhant,
right.
Man. Follow me.
Phone
Let's
number.
Do it.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We want to kick your weekend off right with Beat the Bank. Less than 10 minutes away, your shot at winning up to $1,000.
Yeah,
about 5 minutes away.
And also, Kelly Showbiz Top 5 in about an hour. What you working on so far?
Wow, I love Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen.
Uh-huh. Some,
you know, everybody's drinking cocktails in his little clubhouse.
Yeah.
And he gets celebrities to reveal some pretty interesting things.
So candid.
He had Scott Eastwood from The Longest Ride on last night.
Yeah. Wait till you hear that.
Wait till you hear this bombshell Scott Eastwood dropped about Ashton Kutcher.
Ooh, really?
So, Big Al, what'd you do last night?
You know what? I've been pretty chill this week.
Chilling at the bar?
Yeah, I chilled at the bar for a little while and get a new carpet. Okay, I know it's not interesting.
I was about to
move some furniture and then postpone. I'm not doing it. The biggest thing in my life right now is the Kelly Raspberry birthday party. It's just driving me crazy.
The birthday party and the
race on carpet.
What's crazy about it?
It's just more. There's just more to it this year than normally. So it's just been, you know, driving me crazy.
Instead of 290 stars, he's got 3.
Yeah, last year was really, it was my lowest key birthday yet.
Yeah. So hopefully this year it'll be even bigger and better than ever.
What about you, Kelly? You went to a soccer match yesterday with Tinderwolf?
Bill's son is on his 7th grade soccer team, so we went. Unfortunately, the team did not win, but it was fun to watch. I got very into it.
Really?
He's going to explain to me offsides and stuff later. He kind of dismissed me. He's like, I'll explain that part later.
It's tough to understand.
Kelly, I got you hooked up with that, so then you know. This makes me like Bill so much more. Now that him and I are Facebook official friends.
Oh, that's nice.
And he likes and reshares all the posts and stuff, but he posts so much about soccer.
He loves the Arsenal.
I love him.
And Big Al.
Big Arsenal fan.
Big Al and I are super into Empire. You'll be be happy to hear that Kelly watched her fourth episode last night.
I think it was episode four.
Good for you, Kelly.
Yeah.
You know?
By the time the new season starts, you'll be caught up, though. At this pace.
This pace I should be. And I'm just stunned by the lack of chemistry between Naomi Campbell and that little Hakeem. She is terrible. He's supposed to be having this affair with Naomi. I hope I'm not ruining this for anybody because the season's over.
This is done, yeah.
This is like three or four episodes in. But they're supposed to be like getting it on. And she's barely like...
She's not into him. That's the thing. It's like getting more into Hakeem.
It's like you're supposed to be an actor. If you're going to try, okay, you're not an actress, but you're trying.
To be an actress,
so open your mouth.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
By the way, Empire fans, Taraji P. Henson is going to be on SNL this weekend.
Oh, cool.
With Mumford & Sons.
Yeah, very cool.
That's something to keep an eye on.
Uh-huh.
Jenna, what'd you do last night?
Oh, I went to a party next to Al's bar.
Wait a minute. You went next to my bar and you didn't come to my bar.
Your bar, it was really dark. I didn't think anyone was there.
Ha ha.
Dark?
Actually, this is the thing. I do stop by Al's bar, but I never go out during the week. I have that dilemma of like, how do you go out the week and have fun and not drink because everyone drinks? And two of my best guy friends actually own the bar next door to Big Al's bar. So I always have this dilemma because they really are two of my best friends for the last few years.
She'll come in Valley Park in my parking. I'm like, oh, Jenna's here.
Oh, no, she's not.
I look inside. Where's
Jenna? It's a totally different kind of bar than Al's because, you know, Al has a sports bar and this is more of just like
it's not bougie.
It's more like prohibition and they celebrate prohibition. It was their 3-year anniversary.
The $9 beer bar.
They had burlesque. they had burlesque dancers. It was one in, one out. Mm-hmm. It was so crowded.
Do you have burlesque dancers?
No,
they
I don't.
People swallowing
Do they have
fire?
Naughty by Nature and Flava Flav?
No.
Boom. Thank you, Callie.
Swallowing fire, girls with tassels.
We can start a fire anytime we want.
Did they have turtles racing on the floor?
Thank you, JC.
No. No.
Midget wrestling?
No.
No, but it looked like a circus in there. So that's what I did. But I was lame and went home just as the party was getting started.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, Al. I didn't.
Oh, it's okay.
There were actually some Kid Nation friends at the bar I ran into last night, and they were like, we wanted to go to Al's bar, but it looks closed.
I was sitting on the patio. I'm like, looks like Jenna.
Yeah.
Over there.
I was almost driven to drinking at Al's bar yesterday because somebody showed concern for my marriage.
Like,
really? Like, wait, what's going on?
What happened?
So my wife's got a bachelorette party this weekend, and she was in charge of going and getting the bachelorette stuff. You know,
you know what girls get.
If you see girls having a bachelorette party, you know what they have with them.
The penis straw.
Thanks, Al. I wasn't going to say it, but
thanks. Children listening.
It's anatomy.
I just went ahead and dumped that.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for dumping that, Shannon.
Okay, the straw.
Parents know, and we don't need to explain.
So
let me just say right now,
that.
You bachelorettes look ridiculous.
You do.
You look stupid. Get that off your head.
It's not what everybody does.
And it's stupid. Have more respect for yourself when you're going out.
Oh, it's a bachelorette party, Kelly.
Ridiculous.
It's a bachelorette party.
Everybody does it.
Be classy.
It's a bachelorette party. You got the sash. You got the hat.
Wear the sash. But why do you have to have male appendages everywhere? It's ridiculous.
Because that's the thing.
Bachelorette party. The girl's 21, 25, whatever.
You can keep on doing what you're doing, lady.
Tacky. Yeah.
So my wife wanted to buy her friend a gag gift.
Let me guess. Is it shaped like a man bar?
Yep.
Oh, it's so original and funny.
It's one of those that you girls lie about having one, but you have one.
Funny guy.
Yeah.
Such a funny guy, Kelly.
Kelly, you've been such a romantic lately.
Yeah, but I don't like this tacky stuff.
Oh, when you get engaged in August, you will probably...
No, you know what I did for my bachelorette party? We went to dinner.
I bet you went to Branson.
We went to dinner, and we went home.
Kelly went to Luby's.
I didn't want to go out and be stupid.
You're supposed to be stupid.
It's last night.
It's a bachelorette party.
Why do I need a last night? I'm looking so forward to spending my life with one man. Why do I need to go get all my jollies out with male things hanging off my head? It's ridiculous.
No. So, anyway,
JC.
Kelly disapproves of the bachelorette lifestyle.
Okay, so your wife was trying to buy a gag gift.
Yeah, and so I get a call from her. I'm sitting at home, and she goes, do you mind swinging by the novelty store and picking Chloe up?
Huh?
She had driven out. She had Chloe, my daughter, with her, and she got.
She forgot her.
Yeah, so she gets to the store and
she parks.
And as she's getting out, she goes, "Wait, bringing a 1.5-year-old into this novelty store is not a good look."
Okay.
So she goes, "Do you
think?" I thought she left her in.
No.
She didn't want to bring her in.
And she goes, so she thought about it. And she called me. She goes, "Do you think I could bring her in there?" And I automatically said, "No." And she goes, "Yeah, I agree with you."
How old?
How old is she? A year and a half.
Oh, so she wouldn't remember.
But it still looks weird to walk in there with a baby. So I said, it's by our old house, Jenna. So by our old apartment complex. So it's close.
I know the spot.
Yeah, Jenna knows the spot very well. And so I said, I'll just drive over there. It's a couple minutes away and I'll stop by and get some food anyways. So I pick up Chloe and I go get gas at the gas station right next to the novelty store. No big deal.
Yeah.
And then I get a call from a guy I haven't talked to in years that used to live in our apartment complex.
Okay.
And he picks up, I pick up the phone and it's like, oh, cool. I haven't talked to him. Hey, what's up? And he goes, hey, man, is everything okay? And I'm thrown off. I'm like, yeah, why? What's going on? He goes, are you and Kinsey separated? And I said, no, why would you say that? And he goes, I just saw you guys doing the child exchange in front of the sex shop.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, yeah. It's a main street. And how many people drove by and probably saw us exchanging my daughter for the novelty
Absolutely
store?
Absolutely right. Take it from me. I've learned the hard way. Order everything online.
Everything online. Jeez. So no.
Have to order everything online.
If you saw the child exchange in front of the weird store between me and my wife, we're fine. It was just she accidentally brought her to the store. Nothing wrong. I didn't know how bad that looked until he called me.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Joining us in the studio is our boy, Nick, formerly known as Video Guy Nick, but now he's a jack of all trades, Nick.
Are you AP, Nick? Is that what you are? Are you
Associate Producer, I think, is the title that I came up with for myself.
Listen to that voice.
AP Nick.
APN.
Sure, I'll take it.
Are you still considered a newlywed?
It's been... it'll be 4 years this November, so I don't think so.
I think
so.
Newlywed's up to two, I think. Yeah, okay.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Okay. No kids, you just have a dog.
No kids, yeah. 3-year-old dog. She's great. So that's about it.
Yeah, but you got a dog and a house, and your wife cooks you wonderful meals every night.
She cooks all the time. She's great, so, you know, pretending to be an adult. She's an accountant, so we have two extremely different jobs.
Yeah.
So
you're an adult, but you're an Aggie, so...
I mean, you go there with that. I like Nick because he really did start from the bottom. Now he here.
Oh, yeah.
I'm here.
What are you here doing today for us?
We're going to play the shout-out game, and we haven't done this in a really long time. And so this
is
where...
I don't really remember how it works.
Yeah, okay. So I will read a statement or a scenario.
Oh, boy.
And if you've done it, what's our little catchphrase on the show?
Shout-out.
Shout-out.
Right.
Shout-out, okay.
Mm-hmm. And then we can kind of maybe learn something new about you guys.
Okay. Yeah.
So maybe tell a little bit of the backstory.
But what if it's something we don't want to admit out loud?
Then you just don't shout-out.
No, you have to,
you
Kelly.
You're lying. Can you shout-out and not have to reveal the whole story?
No, you have to reveal the story.
Got to. That's the rules.
Kelly, no lying. The Lord, the Lord is watching right now.
I don't like to lie, but I love to omit.
Don't omit.
No, shout out.
And this is the game where I said, has anyone ever hooked up with a celebrity? Al said, shout out.
Oh,
and it took him 20 minutes, and he finally told us it was who, Al?
Millie Jackson.
Millie Jackson.
We actually have the clip if you want to relive that moment.
Oh,
Al.
My God.
Go ahead, Al. Who is it,
this
Al?
This better be good. You
Who
better
is
not
it
disappoint
Al?
Me.
Who is it, Al?
I have a feeling I'm not going to know her.
Say it. Say the dang name.
It's like he's getting ready for the letter M.
I know. Is it M? Martha?
No.
Mary?
Minnie Ripperton?
It is Minnie. M. You're right.
Monique? Mary?
Minnie?
Millie?
Millie Jackson?
Millie Jackson?
Millie Jackson.
It's Millie Jackson. Yeah. Jenna and I didn't know her.
I had no idea who she was, but for your reference,
trust me, you want
a reference, we will post another photo of Millie Jackson.
It's a new game. It's a new day. That's in the past.
All right, let's find out what embarrassing things we can get out of Al today.
All right, okay, let's do this. Let's do this.
I'm worried today for some reason.
All right, Nick, what's the first one?
Okay, who has lied to their significant other in the last 24 hours?
Shout out.
Really?
Shout out. Accidentally.
Yeah. I would say shout out. I don't have anyone to lie to.
Well, mine.
What'd you lie about?
What'd you lie about, JC?
My wife asked me if I had taken care of a bill I was supposed to have taken care of about a week ago.
You guys and your bill payment.
Have you ever heard of the two words auto pay?
I should have totally had taken care of it, and then she asked me if I did, so I went ahead and lied and said
okay,
I did.
Whatever.
And then
you guys took care of it afterwards. Each other.
Yeah.
Al?
Okay, so...
I said it's an accident, by the way.
Mine was... Okay, my girlfriend and a friend were going to eat, and I said I have to go home to move my furniture because I'm getting new carpet. And I did. I went home, but I didn't move the furniture. I didn't move the furniture because the carpet people called and said they can't come until Monday or Tuesday.
That was
so it wasn't. I didn't do what I said I was going
to
do. Okay,
that's
all right.
Fine.
All right.
You're good.
That was a boring story.
Yeah, that was boring.
On both parts.
Well, fine. I can take myself out of the game.
Don't shout out if it's boring.
Maybe this can be juicy.
All right.
Who has ever had a romantic encounter with a stranger on vacation?
Duh. Oh, shout out.
Shout out. Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Brazil? Is that? Was it Brazil, Al?
Brazil, Europe.
Just name a country.
Ibiza.
Name a country.
Okay, who has or has had a crush on a coworker?
Oh, shout out.
On a coworker?
Yeah.
Shout out.
Anyone
shout here out. In the building now?
I had a huge crush on Kid when I first started working here.
What?
It was 21 years ago.
You did?
He saved me from Florence, South Carolina radio.
Did you stare at him with googly eyes?
Oh, I had googly eyes, yeah.
Did you ever try to put the moves on Kid?
Absolutely.
You did? Did you ever French him?
It was a torrid, passionate, non-existent
affair. You can't not have a crush on him, though. He's so funny. Yeah, mine's boring, though, too. I was an intern at a talent agency in L.A., and I had the biggest crush on a guy I worked with, but he was super religious.
Uh-huh.
So nothing happened.
I had a crush on my manager at Linens and Things, Jill.
Oh, Jill.
Jill. She was like she was in her 40s.
Yeah.
But man, she was the manager.
And before that, it was Booker. I loved Booker.
I had a
nighttime DJ that I worked with in South Carolina. Yeah, all the time.
I had a crush on Lindsay.
From here?
From Kids Kids.
Kids Kids Lindsay?
Oh, Kids Kids.
Yeah.
That's awkward.
You inappropriately propositioned her.
Yeah.
She was getting married.
I got pulled into HR because of Lindsay once.
I think everyone's had a crush on a coworker once, though. You work together, so it's bound to happen.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Come on.
I guess this would be... maybe not Al, unless you have a piercing we don't know about. But who regrets a piercing or a tattoo?
Shout out.
I'd say shout out. I regret getting my belly button pierced. But I liked it at the time. But I took it out 6, 7, 8. I took it out 10 years ago. Mm. And I still have a little hole there.
Yeah,
so I kind of regret that.
I've got double ear piercings, but I let the top hole close up. I just got tired of it.
I got both my lobes pierced, but and that was at a tattoo shop, but I regret getting my cartilage pierced.
Isn't it funny we regret the things that seem less permanent than the tattoos that we have?
Well, I regret it because I did it at my friend's house. Mm. Just with we put his mom's. She had these needles because she worked at a hospital, and so we warmed those up on the stove and made it hot.
Oh my gosh.
And then we pierced our ears with it,
dude.
Crazy. And then we had to stick the earring through, and then mine became infected, and this humongous pus ball grew out of the back of my ear. So. That was not very sexy.
No, JC and I clearly don't regret our tattoos. We both are in the mood to get another.
I love my tattoos.
All right, guys. Has anyone in the room ever injured someone else that sent them to the hospital?
Shout out. I crushed a girl during a soccer game.
Mm.
She was fouling me.
I'm really boring.
Yeah,
I guess shout out for my son.
I mean, mine was mine was soccer, like in a game, and it was... fine. I broke her leg in half.
Yeah. Sports injury.
Wow.
Really, she had to get in an ambulance and go to the
like
hospital.
In sports, I think people have gotten injured, but I almost killed one of my friends once. We had this really steep hill by the apartment complex I lived in San Diego, and I was on my bike, and my friend was on his roller skates, and we decided we're going to bomb this hill. And it's a 2-lane road. It's near a highway. And I decided, hey, I'm on the bike. I'm going to go faster. So I'm going to go in front of you. And you're on the roller skates. You go behind me.
Right.
Well, I'm a wuss when it comes to speed. So when I was going in front of him, I was going really slow.
Riding
the brakes. And he could not slow down. And so he ended up crashing into the back of my bike as a car was coming by us.
Ooh.
And he fell onto the road, hit the side of the car.
Oh, my.
And then I just see him ragdoll in front of me. And I seriously thought he was dead. He ended up just breaking his wrist. He dislocated his shoulder. Jeez. He broke his leg. He tore his ACL and his meniscus.
Oh, my gosh.
I was fine, you guys. I was fine.
Well, you're fine. Oh, good.
I know you're wondering.
I don't know my story about
Corey. I was fine. So, I almost killed my buddy.
I tried to leapfrog my son, and he busted his head on the concrete. That's not a smart
because you don't got the hop.
Not a smart daddy move. We're just running. And I'm going to jump over my son on the concrete. My crotch hit the back of his head. Oh, Lord, Corey, I'm sorry. I know
poor
you went to school. Yeah.
All right, moving on. Kelly, maybe you have done this one.
I don't know. I'm not helping this
one.
We're
playing the shout-out game. Nick's giving us situations we may have gotten into, and we say shout-out if we've done them.
Has anyone ever snooped on a significant other's phone, email, computer, anything like that?
Shout
well,
out.
Well, I shout
maybe
out.
Facebook.
Shout out.
But it was necessary.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shout out.
It was very necessary at that point.
I'm with Kelly. I've rarely done it, but it's always been warranted when I have because there's been something to find.
Yeah, it's like
and
something.
It's been sitting open.
Something
yeah.
I wasn't looking for popped
yes.
up, and
yes.
then it's like, okay, I'm going to go check that out
yeah.
because men are really bad.
Is that okay? Because that's Kelly and I haven't really discussed this.
I don't snoop.
If the computer's, I don't snoop, but if the email's open and I see 20 emails from someone,
or if
I'm
you get
reading
an,
them.
Or if I'm AOL, Instant Messenger, whatever, because my dad still had that account, and suddenly this message pops up on the screen that I'm like helping my dad. It was bad.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I only did it with
I'm
my
not nerd. Naming names.
Yeah.
Yeah. No idea.
You know, but I'm not a snooper. I don't go through drawers. Yeah. I don't go through wallets.
No, I don't
go
do
through
that.
Emails. But if you present it to me on a platter, then I'm going to do a little more digging.
Yeah.
It'll fall into your
yeah.
lap.
Yeah,
I learned
sure.
my lesson when I was a freshman with my first girlfriend because it was when she had a pager.
Mm-hmm.
And she broke up with me. And I had the password to the pager. So I decided to snoop and see what kind of messages she was getting. And she was getting a message from a guy I knew in class.
Mm.
So I decided to change her greeting to the adult channel noises.
That's funny. Okay. I've never done that one.
So one last one.
All right.
Okay, has anyone on the show ever done something that they know they should have gotten fired for? You've done something, a part of the Kid Craddock Morning Show, and you think, yeah, I should have been fired for that.
From this show?
From this show that we're on right now.
Well, I guess. Shout out. I mean, I kind of cussed at Kid one time really bad.
You cursed on the radio the other day.
Yeah, but I mean, I like right. at him. I was really mad, and we didn't talk for 3 months off the air.
Yeah. Here's Kelly cursing on the radio accidentally because she didn't know her mic was on.
We're doing great, too.
How are you? That was my British.
Shoot.
All right.
So tell us,
hey, Noah.
Tell us about you.
he had a way of really making me mad
bringing
sometimes.
Bringing out the best in you.
Uh-huh.
And one time I just had it. I said something to him. We didn't speak for 3 months off the air.
On air, everything was fine.
On air, well, everything wasn't funniest. Fine on air, but I think, you know, it was not as it should, but we worked together. We were professional about it, but off the air, it was bad. And then one day I finally like, okay, I'm sorry. But
it
his
sounds
fault.
So sincere.
Really, it was his fault for making me that mad that those words came out
was
of my
that
mouth.
Just the time that he walked down the hall and called you out for having
no,
panty lines?
No.
No, this was years
no,
ago.
Was something else.
This was years ago.
Oh, I thought that's what it was instead of
before
off.
My time.
It was either before I started or right when it was Bert here.
You can say that to someone, depending on the spirit of it. He told me I had panty lines one day, and I said it again. That's not fireable. But it's no use in going into it. But he did. I was like,
you shut the door?
And I really meant it.
Right.
Yeah.
Al, you almost got fired once because you didn't show up to work when you were disputing.
Yeah.
He should have been.
Yeah.
I was campaigning for that.
Yeah. That's the only time. I mean, depends on who you ask. I don't think I've done anything to get fired for. But yeah, there's one. I've missed one day of work in 20 years, and it was because I was mad because of contract, whatever. So I just didn't show up.
And he didn't answer
the call.
We all thought he was dead, and we had people looking for him. It was bad.
Yeah.
When people are worried that you're dead, that's where I draw the line. You could have just picked up the phone and said, look, I'm not coming in until my contract's set. And that would have been fine.
Yep.
We spent the whole morning. We had his apartment manager go to the apartment and bang on the door.
Nothing.
It was bad because he was pouting. I said he should have been fired for that.
We were worried. Pay a brother.
The whole city upset.
Pay a brother.
The whole city was upset, Al.
Everybody was, you don't even understand. Everybody was calling in saying where they last saw him.
It was pretty funny. I was listening to it.
And it was hilarious.
I've said a couple inappropriate, not swear words, but words that I, as a newbie, didn't know I wasn't allowed to say.
Jenna said the P word once, yeah.
Yeah.
That was funny.
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
Yeah, I thought that was fine.
that was pretty funny.
But I think I'm in the clear.
All right.
Not only did Jenna say it, she called a little kid that. It was a teenage kid that.
He needed to man up.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Beat the bank.
It's about to get tense up in here.
Beat the bank.
We want to give away some money up to $1,000 or up for grabs with Beat the Bank. Lindsey Smith won $460 already. Thanks, Al.
Can't do it without you, Al.
Yeah, I mean, if it weren't for you, this
we wouldn't know what we were doing right now if it wasn't for you singing that annoying jingle.
Maggie Reynolds, how you doing this morning?
I'm amazing. How are y'all?
Yeah, you are.
We're good.
Oh my God, I'm so excited.
Tell us something. Tell us why. What makes you so amazing, Maggie? Amazing Maggie. I like it.
I need this money so bad, and I listen to y'all all the time.
Aww. What do you need
and
the money
y'all
for?
Say, beat the bank. I scream it in my car with y'all.
What do you need the money for?
I love your bluntness.
Thank you. I bet you didn't wear little dingly things on your head at your bachelorette party.
No, I'm not married yet, but when I am,
you
I
won't
am
do
not going to be wearing no male appendages.
Thank you.
Thank you. Perfect.
Because Maggie is That's classy.
Right. Oh, Maggie.
That's right.
Classy
There's
Maggie.
Difference. There's a fine line.
Yeah, but right, you say Maggie. That now, Maggie, and then your friend brings one. No. You're like, whatever, I had a couple shots.
Yeah,
all
yeah, yeah, whatever.
Maggie, do you know the rules to beat the bank?
Yes, but I know we're going to go over it anyway.
I like how you know that already.
Hey,
Maggie.
It's for legal reasons, yeah. Maggie.
Do you know it well enough to tell us the rules?
Yeah, tell us the rules,
please
Maggie.
Please do.
Apparently, I'm going to have to wear something really nice, get lost in this vault.
Yep, uh-huh.
Their banker's going to save some amount.
Uh-huh.
And I got to be excited enough to, or gambling enough to stop
uh-huh.
before the bank closes.
That's right.
There you go.
Maggie, good. What happens if it closes on you? How much you get?
Zero.
All right, Maggie.
Right. And Maggie, we need you to be forceful. We've had some people kind of timid with their stops, and we're not really sure.
I'm not scared to say stop.
Okay, great.
Oh, good. Well, then you can be the first to join in with us when we
do our
announcement. Are you ready?
Yes. Can I say it with you?
Yes.
Let's play
Beat the Bank.
Yeah. 100.
Right, cross your fingers for Maggie.
I am.
140.
Oh, the banker's not messing around.
230. 260.
Oh, boy.
310. 350.
Mm-hmm.
370. 400.
Come on, Maggie. Come on, Maggie. The amazing Maggie.
I have my fingers crossed.
I do too.
No, Maggie.
Oh, Maggie.
Oh, no.
Kelly, I see you bouncing up and down. I feel so bad.
Oh, you were on Kid TV.
Oh,
I really was rooting for you, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God, it's the first time coming through, and I don't even make it.
I'm so sorry.
Maggie. Oh, Maggie,
is there anything
terrible.
Else we can do to make your day?
Huh?
Is there anything else you would like any one of us to do to make your day since you didn't win?
No, it was just great to hear from y'all, and I'm going to try again.
Yeah, you can try again.
Yeah, you keep trying because you didn't win this time, Maggie.
Let's buy her breakfast.
Okay.
All right, we're going to buy you breakfast and have it delivered to your job.
Oh, thank you.
Okay.
Is that cool?
where do you live? Where do you live? Where do you work?
I live in Lake Charles, Louisiana, but I work in Sulphur.
Okay.
Right. Okay, where's your favorite breakfast place in Sulphur?
We'll call a cab down there. We'll get that done.
Yeah, we'll get it done for you.
That's going to be a long cab. You got that covered, Big Al?
Yeah. Yeah, we got it. We got people.
You got all that money with that sports bar and all.
Yeah, right, we got it. It might be
Monday before we can work out the details.
You know what? Stay on hold, and we're going to get your information. We'll make sure we get you breakfast at work, all right?
It may be more like a gift card.
And
we're not even going to give her bonus points so she can win it, play again within so many days.
No bonus points.
Bonus points for her.
Yeah. And Maggie, when you come to town, you drink for free at Al's Bar.
There you go.
Dang right. I can definitely fix that up.
All right. Maggie, you're so wonderful. Have a great weekend, okay, Maggie?
You too.
All right, man. We feel so bad for you. It was so nice.
The bank was stingy today.
On a Friday.
I know, on a Friday.
Dang. If I see that banker in the hallway, I'm gonna give him one of those.
Here's the thing. Are we playing again Monday?
Yes, we are, Kelly, twice a day.
Okay.
7:28, 20 Central.
The bank continues on Monday.
Yeah,
all right.
No bank holiday around here.
Yeah.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.